विद्वत भी मनुष्य वेदविद भी वेल वर्स्ड इन द वैदिक नॉलेज दे आर विद्वान दे आर स्कॉलर्स विद्वत भी सेविता एंड व्हाट दे एक्सेप्ट इन देयर लाइफ प्रैक्टिस इट दोज दे आर वेल एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन वैदिक नॉलेज they are practicing for themselves. That sort of, that is dharma. Vidyadvi sevita. Sadvi. Then, not only by the scholars, but by the sadhu. That means, not intellectual realization, understanding, but who has got their sadhi parita nishnatam, who has got some affinity and attraction and got guidance from that revelation, revealed truth, sadhvi. Nittam adhesu ragvi. And the negative phase will be adhesu ragvi. They are indifferent to any gain and loss of this world. They are perfectly spiritualist, their faith is that way, and they have no faith in mundane loss and gain. Nittam adhesa ragvi, not desa nor rago, neither preference nor spirit of rejection for mundane wealth, things. Adhishara, Hridayena Bhanugyanta. And the fourth is, he must get his heart's approved from internal approved. He must have. Hridayena Abhi Anugyanta. The heart will say, yes, it is this. I am satisfied. These four signs there must be in the conception of one's duty. Approved by the Vedas, approved by the realized souls, and then no affinity for the loss and the gain of this mundane world, and approved by one's own conscience. Inner feeling. These four signs, there should be in duty. Then it is duty. Vidyadvi, sevita, sadvi, nittam, adhesa, ragivi, hridayena, bhanugyantu, jo dharmastha, nibodhata. In Bhagavad, parisanubhava, virakti-ranyatra. Bhakti, parisanubhava, virakti-ranyatra. तो विद्या विद्या भी परे परे विद्या सेविता सद भी मीन्स परेशान भव सद भी नित्यम अध्यक्ष रागी भी अध्यक्ष रागी भी विरक्ति रन्नता एंड भक्ति भक्ति मीन्स अप्रूवल फ्रॉम द हार्ट and both nishtha. Vidyadvi, sevita, sadvi, nittamati, shuravi. Hridayena bhanugyatu, jo dharmastha, nibodhata. In what connection it came? Definition? Oh, that who will be a bona fide preacher?
Yes.
Swami Maharaj said, all that sincerely came to me and has appreciated my cause, my truth, he is a bona fide agent to distribute my, to extend, to distribute my call to the public.
Yes.
Yes. But he must be indifferent to the loss and gain of this mundane world. He must be true to his own principles, and the principle of Swami Maharaj. And with some sort of knowledge in the scripture, the Naam Bhajan or etc. And of course, heart's approval is with them, must be sincere. They must feel some urge from within that this is the welcoming Guru Maharaj. I should distribute them all around and dispel the darkness, the ignorance of the people at large. This is the blessing of the Lord. Vishaya Sangha Asthira Siddhanta Sahina Bhujya. The beginning I forget. Kottahara Prayasascha. To become too much adherent to a particular cause. Of course, except that of devotion, Prayasascha. When one engages himself in a to attain something, he devotes his energy for that, he becomes mad. You should not be so much mad to go on to a particular destination. Wait and see. The weave. Try to read the divine weave. What is coming to you, and how wants you to adjust with the environment. You have to read that and go on. And because you have begun, you have chosen a particular direction to start, and there are so many opposite currents, and you engage yourself only in that blindly, that will be your hate, will be hindrance to Yukta Vairagya. You must have to reach, not this side, I shall have to move that side. Not blind madness for any particular action. You must read the environment, the circumstances, and do accordingly. Priyalpa, indulgence in talking about ordinary things. We should try to keep up our energy and utilize for the service only, and not allow us to discuss ordinary things on these mundane topics. There was too much attraction for newspaper and to read them. But sometimes the preachers, they should have some knowledge of the environment. So for that purpose, he may read newspaper and only to make his speech as a living one, but modern, not of the ancient type, but to meet the men of modern education, some modern things we should have to have some connection. Then the preaching will be a living one. Otherwise it will be something like dead. So the present ways of the time we shall have to be acquainted, but not to the voracious reader of newspaper or any other things. The object always be to take the advantage of the situation, what is going on around. Mastira Siddhanti Lullam. Lullam means very softness. Softness. Whatever proposal comes, he accepts that without. Lullam has got another meaning. Softness, of course, towards the truth, amenable, to be humble. That is another thing, lullam. Lullam atramandlam ekalam. Our earnestness is only the only price to attain that divine love. But here lullam means kakat lullam. Whatever is presented before me, I want to, I feel some weakness within me to get that. That is lullam, too much. Without consideration, to accept anything and everything, whatever is presented before me, I feel tempted for that. That is lullam. That sort of attitude. Whatever comes, and he participates in that. Without considering whether it will be beneficial or injurious. No time to think like that. That is lullam. Vattaharap, prayasascha, ajalpa, niyamagraha. Janasangascha, lullamcha. Vattaharap, prayasascha, ajalpa, niyamagraha. The niyamagraha is one thing. Niyamagraha means to do much of a particular law. And to ignore also the law, total ignoring of the law. Law means the laws and rules that are given in the scripture. That law, shastric law, shastric law. No, don't care for that, any shastric rule, any vidhi, to hate the vidhi. So I want rag, I want spontaneous tendency within me. I don't care for any shastric rule. To make too much of that, that is also that. Either to make much of, and to make much of the rules. Only to accept the vidhi. And there is no chance of the internal flow to